14. Earthquakes. Some countries have large numbers of earthquakes. Japan is one of them. Others do not have many. For example, there are few earthquakes in Britain. There is often a great noise during an earthquake. The ground vibrates. Houses fall down. Railway lines are broken. Trains run off the lines. Sometimes thousands of people are killed in different ways. About 60,000 were killed in 1783 in South Italy. The volcano Krakatoa caused a terrible earthquake in 1883, and 35,000 people were killed. Krakatoa is an island in Indonesia. Earthquakes often happen near volcanoes, but this is not always true. The centers of some are under the sea. The bottom of the sea suddenly moves. The powerful forces inside the earth break the rocks. The coast is shaken and great waves appear. These waves travel long distances and rush over the land when they reach it. They are strong enough to break down houses and other buildings. Sometimes they break more buildings than the earthquake itself. Fires followed the great earthquakes in San Francisco, 1906, and Tokyo, 1923. At San Francisco, the earthquake broke the gas pipes. The gas escaped, and soon large numbers of fires were burning in the city. The water pipes were also shaken and broken, so it was not possible to put the fires out. There was no water. The Tokyo earthquake of 1923 happened just before the middle of the day. People were cooking meals on their fires at that time. When the ground shook, the fires shook too. Hot materials were thrown on different parts of the houses, some of which were made of wood. Soon, 134 fires were burning in the city. On November the 1st, 1755, a great earthquake was felt in Lisbon, Portugal. Its center was under the sea to the west of Lisbon. Its results were felt far away in other places, in Spain, France, and North Africa. Three of the worst shocks brought down all the houses in the lower part of Lisbon. Great waves were formed in the sea, and some of them were 12 meters high. Unusual waves were noticed in many countries far away. They were seen in Tangier, Britain, and the Netherlands, in Martinique and Barbados. These shocks even shook the lakes in Italy and Switzerland, and in Scotland, Norway, and Sweden. Some of these lakes are about 2,800 kilometers from Lisbon. Another terrible earthquake happened in Assam, India, in 1896. The ground near Shillong suddenly moved 0.45 meters to one side. Then it moved back again. It continued to act like this 200 times a minute, more than three times a second. Few buildings can stand up when that is happening. Trees were broken off near the bottom, and the great stones of Kasi flew 1.2 meters up into the air. What kind of building stands up best in an earthquake? A building with concrete walls is perhaps the best. A steel frame will make it even stronger. The frame holds the different parts together, and the walls do not easily fall. There is less chance of fire because concrete and steel do not burn. The Americans carefully studied the results of the earthquake at San Francisco, and they believe that this kind of building is the safest.